Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Have you ever wondered about ancient creation myths and the alien lore behind them?
Or sleep paralysis and its potentially paranormal undertones?
Or if there's a secret underground society that used to exist right in your neighborhood?
Well, then we've got a show for you. I'm Meredith.
I'm Kelsey, and this is Keep It Curious.
We're here to tickle your brain with semi-humorous, semi-educational deep dives on weird and wild topics, from underground history to niche psychology, fascinating legends, and offbeat scientific studies, all while speculating with reckless abandon.
Join us while we cover a kaleidoscope of topics every other Tuesday. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and follow along on our Instagram at Keep It Curious Podcast. We hope to see you there.
Hear you there?
Hear you there?
Smell
it? Smell you later?
Sense you there.
Ooh.
Hope to sense your presence.
Sense you later. Bye.
Sense you later.
Well, hello, my friends. CK again. Welcome back to the adventure that is the Winchester House Experience, Mirth style. If you remember back to part one, we covered the main bits of the history of Sarah Winchester. There was a lot to take in, and I appreciate you giving me your precious earholes time. This episode, however, we're going on a trip, and it is a trip, to the house itself. Me and the furry crew were talking about the best time to visit the place. We decided that 1889 would be good. The seance had happened in 1881. Sarah had already popped off and popped back again from her European three-year tour. The house was seven stories high still and slathered with rooms aplenty. As we know, the house is designed in such a way that is unique and bewildering, and none of us want to get lost in a place that even M.C. Escher called loopier than a ride at Disneyland. I don't have actual proof he did say that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Point is, we don't want to take the chance that we lose each other permanently in that place, so we've created locating devices. I'll explain those a bit later. We are going to try and stick together the whole time, of course, but with this place, oof, who knows what leads where? So we have to be sure. In the meantime, we've been preparing for our journey. I say we. Myself and Finn were sorted as soon as the location devices were prepared. The thing is, as soon as the girls found out the year that we were going back to, and that it was in California, out came the cowgirl hats and holsters. Okay, the holsters contained packets of dreamies, but you get the idea. By the way, have you ever seen a cat wearing chaps? It's disturbing. The girls disagree on musical tastes, but shoot, they love a western. So, here we are. This motley crew about to head to the Winchester House 1889, which according to Ray, Cass and Bobby is the old Wild West. This should be interesting. All that we need is already packed on the cryptocycle. The occasional sandwich, dreamies and T-R-E-A-T-S. I can't say the word out loud, he understands. No spurs, though. as much as they wanted him. They're just awkward and a bit of a giveaway if you're trying to be subtle and or hide. And I flat out refuse them chewing tobacco. I have allowed a spittoon, but they're using peanuts. Oh, good shot. Right, you lot. Oh, come on. Cowgirl hats off, cowgirl helmets on. Okay, you can put the cowgirl hats back on when we get there.
Puny varmint.
Ready? Okay. Yee-hoo! We've arrived. Luckily, the coordinates have worked out very well and we've popped up in the gardens of Winchester House. Quick fact for you, the Winchester Gardens have 10,000 box hedges, but not one of them is made of cardboard. I know, I never claimed to be a horticulture but I never claimed to be a horticulture I never said I knew about gardens, okay? But as far back from the main house as we can be, we throw the crypto camouflage over the bike so it blends in with the background. Okay, furry crew, you gang of rascally ruffian rapscallion roistering roustabouts. What say we head on over to the Winchester house and see what's cooking? It's nighttime, so we have the added value of darkness as a friend. We walk cautiously to the main house. I'm walking, but the rest of them are doing something I can best describe as moseying. This really should be an interesting trip. The moseying soon stops, though, as we get closer to the house and realise just how bananas this place is. Off kilter, higgledy-piggledy, makes you want to fall down with vertigo-inducing angles kind of thing. Looking at it makes your eyes itch, and that's just the outside. What I'm saying is there is a funky vibe about this place, and not a good one like Prince during his Sign of the Times era. Or Prince when he was awake. His name was Prince, and he was funky. Despite all of this, it's time to head inside. We had considered a few different ways to get in, one of which was just walking in through the front door, pretending to be ghosts straight from the off. Yeah, just go in, start making woo noises, but we figure that might be pushing our luck somewhat. So round the back, where we are just now, there is a big conservatory, a greenhouse-type structure. Now during the day, it's full of gorgeous plants, flowers and decorative statues. At night, it still is, but they look creepy as all blimey. The flowers become triffids, the plants become triffids, and the statues, well, if they aren't marble-looking triffids, I don't know what is. Something we considered to gain entry was to go through one of the many windows in this conservatory. I say we, me and Finn are too big, and Ray just wanted to smash the thing.
I like the tinkle.
How we're actually going to get in is by doing the following. Bobby's been working on, you know, crafting ways to get into places without using the more traditional means, such as with a key or knocking. She's been practicing the art of getting into doors by use of skinny little thingies, also known as lock picking. We walked.
Moseyed.
We moseyed over to the door, and Bobby removed a pouch from her fur. God knows what all she has in there, and I'm not going to ask. She unrolls it after studying the lock, and removes what looks like an oversized metal toothpick. She pops it into the keyhole, gives it a bit of a wiggle about. I don't know if she realises. I'm going to whisper the next bit, just in case. I don't know if she realises, but when she wiggles the lockpick, she does the same wiggle with her wee furry cat butt. Again, I'm not going to say anything to her, because she would take me down in a blur of fur and claws. Probably wiggling while she did so. Back to the plot. It's not long after that we hear the click of the lock giving way. She rolls up the pouch and stows it, stepping back for me to go forward. As tough as I know my furry crew are, I'm not letting them go into a new place first before me, just to be sure. I turn the handle and slowly push the door in. Pretty standard behaviour for opening a door, and one I feel comfortable in doing. Right away, I'm hit by the intense horticultural... The really strong gardeny smell. And once again, I thank my nose for not having hay fever. I pause for a moment, listening for any 1889-style alarms that have gone off. Or, you know, territorial ghosts. So far, so good. Okay, you lot. In you pop. The furry crew all enter. Finn at my side. Bobby and Cass immediately take to the flanks and are out of sight, and Ray swaggers in, pretending to push swing doors as if she's walking into Miss Kitty's old saloon and about to ask the barkeep for a shot of catnip. I make my way forward. The light of the moon shining through the glass-paned roof is helping me guide my way. Not helping those statues look any less evil, though. I look at one of them, right in its marble eye. A friendly enough-looking cherub-faced thing. But I can't help but think of an old Doctor Who episode I saw once, and all of a sudden, I don't want to blink. I shake the feeling off, though, and brave myself up. Finn.
Russ?
You stick with me till we get into the hallway, okay?
Okay.
Ray.
Yes, puny partner mortal?
Come up on here for a wee bit, okay? I tap my shoulder and she jumps up. Bobby and Cass, I can now see, are a few feet ahead of us, leading the way to the door that will take us into the Winchester house proper. Right away, you lot. Let's head on in. I then feel Ray slap my back with her tail as she says,
Giddy up, puny cowboy!
Yes, thank you, Ray Arp. We walk quietly and make our way to the door. Here we go, folks. Cass jumps to pull down the handle, and as she drops, it swings open without a sound. We walk through and find ourselves in a hallway. That is not very surprising. Not only because the Winchester house is 24,000 square feet. It used to be round feet, but that was just awkward to build with. And then, I'll be here all week. Size-wise, though, to put 24,000 square feet into some sort of perspective, the average house in the US today is 2,000 square feet, which is comfortable for a family of five. The Winchester house is 12 times that size and is home to one person. One living one, anyway. Plus, you have to remember that the square feet are not laid out in your standard fashion. Think playing the game Twister, but with bricks, glass and carpet. Okay, you lot. Time for a locator device thingamajiggy check. Finn?
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs here!
Bobby? Cass? Ray?
Where am I?
Ray? I think you took the location thing a bit too literally. But it works. Furry crew.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's investigate. How to best describe the feeling in this place? Have you ever woken up from an unexpected nap, only realizing that you'd fallen asleep when you've woken up? You know that feeling. The Winchester House is the building equivalent. It feels sort of icky. Something that's been mentioned about this place is the recurring nature of certain things, such as the number 13. I don't mean it's been daubed all over the place like some creepy numerologist with issues. I mean that some staircases have 13 stairs, rooms have 13 windows, and something I've noticed walking down these halls, the windows have 13 small panes within them. And for some reason, that weirds me out even more. Makes it seem like the windows have eyes. I'm fine. It's all fine. Finn, come a bit closer, would you? No reason. Thankfully, we don't need to use our torches in here. The lights are still on, but they're dimmed. I believe this is to make sure that there is never true darkness for who knows what to lurk or connive in any secrecy. Bobby and Cass have dashed up ahead, boinging from picture frame to picture frame. We're now passing a loudly ticking grandfather clock, and just how loud does it need to be? I mean, my own grandfather spoke loudly because he was deaf. Our grandfather clock's deaf. Why am I thinking this? Focus, you hairy-faced fella. Finn is walking with me, sniffing the air, and he's being alert as alert can be. And Ray is... Ray? Ray? Where are you, you lovable pile of dark matter? This really isn't the time for pranks, wee lass. Come on. Call me a puny mortal. Well, flip. Bobby, Cass. The two girls spring back. Did you happen to see where Ray dashed off to? Both shake their heads in the negative. It must have been quick. They would have noticed otherwise. Okay, you lot. Normally we would split up, but this place is loopier than Andy Pat after a bottle of Bailey's. We stick together. Let me just turn on the location locator device. We really need to come up with better names for these things, you know.
Where am I?
Okay, she's not that close, but still in range. According to the locating locator device thingy, seriously, there must be a catchier name. She has gone that way. Finn, can you point to show the listeners which way I mean? Thanks, wee man. Let's go. While Mai and the furry crew's instincts are to run like idiots to find the cute absence of light, we need to make sure we don't miss anything or fly right past her. We still move at a brisk pace, the locating locator device still popping out
"Where am I?"
at the same rate. There are so many doors. We have no choice but to try them all. Some were locked. Those that weren't, we checked out the room. Surprisingly standard looking, actually. Still felt creepier than a toy monkey with symbols, but nothing that would look out of place on TripAdvisor. A ghost brought me my breakfast. 4 stars. We kept looking, searching for our little friend, and then the gaps between Ray's alarms started getting closer.
Where am I? Where am I? Where am I? Where am I? Where am I?
We were at one of the more well-known areas of the house, the stairs that go nowhere. This flight of stairs go up, and they go up to nothing. We stood at the bottom of them, bundled together. Are you lot feeling that? Yeah, not just me that's freezing all of a sudden then. Super duper. Right, I'm going up. You lot wait here for just now. I had only taken a few steps when Ray's alarm started speeding up.
Where am I? Where am I? Where am I? Where am I?
She's closer, you lot. Keep a lookout. I continued up the stairs, checking either side just in case there was a hidden door or something. When I was only halfway up, the alarm went bananas. There was no door at the top of the stairs, but that didn't stop a figure from running through it, and then through me, which was really unpleasant. I then felt a thump on my chest, and looking down, I saw my little Ray Skywalker.
Hello, puny mortal. I made a friend.
Ray! Are you okay, wee lass?
Oh, puny mortal.
She was fine. Of course she was fine. She's Ray. The shape. I turned round and saw that the girls and Finn were standing over a figure who was laying on the ground, all of them making sure that they weren't moving anywhere soon. I walked down the stairs and found myself looking into the terrified face of a man. I've never seen a terrified ghost before. First time for everything, I guess. Stand down, furry crew. They relaxed back on their haunches. I looked down at him. He was, well, he was ghostly pale, but he seemed solid. He also seemed to be wearing some kind of uniform. Maybe he worked here at some point. He also seemed scared out of his wits. Hey, it's okay, don't worry. We're not here to hurt you. Unless you took Ray. We're just having a look round. Did you take Ray?
What? No. I was running for her.
Ray?
Beauty mother?
I looked down at the shaking ghost on the floor. She's harmless. No, honestly, she is. She's just playful at times. What's your name?
Charlie. Who are you?
I introduced us all, and after that was done, Finn tried to lick his face. Finn, that may not be the best idea, dude. I remember the feeling I had when Charlie went through me. He backed off, but this seemed to put Charlie at ease. Finn does have that effect on folk. Alive or dead, it would seem. Charlie rose to his feet, and by that I mean rose as in floated.
It was so cool. I did not take your cat. I swear. I was running from her.
From Ray?
Oh, no. From the lady in black. She's on the prowl at night and she freaks me out. Because you can't see her face and she brings the cold something rotten.
Lady in black? I haven't seen that in my research. I'm guessing you don't mean Sarah Winchester.
No. Definitely no Sarah. For one reason, Sarah's alive. And this thing, it's really not.
How very intriguing and terrifying. So how did you and Ray end up together?
I saw her wandering around near the seance room. I grabbed her and I ran.
Ray? What did I say about sticking together?
Puny mortal.
Okay. We stick together from here on in, though. Or no dreamies for a month.
Puny mortal. Okay.
Charlie, do you still feel the presence around?
Nah. I think she's backed off, or vanished, or whatever it is that she does. We should be okay for a while. Probably.
Okay, good. I don't suppose you fancy giving us a tour, do you? Maybe start with... any place in random... the seance room?
Sure. Let me just get my breath back. Don't look at me like that, it's just a figure of speech.
And that is where we leave it for this episode, my friends. If you could just hang fire a wee bit after the music, I've just got a couple of announcements to make, and I'd appreciate that massively. But, till next time, my friends. Slantcha. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Thank you for hanging round. The first thing I'd like to do is to welcome two new patrons to the land of mirth. So, Yaz J, hopefully I'm saying that correctly, and Holly Noel, thank you so much for becoming patrons to Mirths. That's super duper. Very, very, very helpful. Things are being sent out for current patrons as well. Things are taking ages. Some things are going quicker than others. I've sent a package to one person, and currently it's at 38 days and still hasn't shown up, so I'm starting to get a bit worried about that one, but they are being sent out. They're just, you know, COVID and stuff. If you would like to become a patron for Mirths and Monsters, then just go to patreon.com/Mirths and Monsters, and you can see the rewards we've got there. You've got the usual stuff, like your stickers, and
and specially designed postcard by Emily Willinga, who is just a ridiculously talented artist. And there's magnets, and there's keychains, and all that kind of malarkey. There's also, I do audio rewards as well. For $3 patrons and up, I do a fairy tale or do a short story. Most recent one I did was a Beatrix Potter tale, which was that was fun to do. And from $8 and up, I read a novel, which I do in four parts. Well, I do it in five parts, but it's over 4 months. The last two parts I do at the start and then the middle of the month. And currently, the first one was Hound of the Baskervilles, and currently I'm doing War of the Worlds, which is great fun to do. Oh, that H.G. Wells, he was all right. So yeah, if you'd like to join, that's what to do. It starts at $1, goes up to $15 for your maximum one. Pretty nifty. If you would like to reach me, I'm no longer on Twitter. I've actually deactivated my Twitter account for Mirths and Monsters because Twitter is an awful place, to be quite blunt. You can still reach me on Instagram at Mirths73, Mirths73. You can reach me at mirthsandmonsters@yahoo.com. And of course, there's still the haven of Mirths and Monsters fan club, Mirths and Monsters Facebook group, aka Finn's fan club. There's a lot of pet pictures. It's just really nice in the best possible way. It's a nice wee haven on the internet, which is maybe sadly lacking at the moment. But till next time, look after yourselves. Look after your family. Just, you know, it's kind of hard not to just quote Bill and Ted, but why not? So be excellent to each other. And when it's safe, party on, dudes. Tatty fling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.